So last night I dropped the You Might Be the Killer episode, and right before the movie there was a short that played called The Bloody Ballad of Squirt Reynolds, which was so fun and unique and different. And I don't normally feel the need to talk about short films. There was a lot of really good short films. There was a fantastic short documentary that played called My Name is Mark and You Can Count on It. But this was without a doubt my favorite short. This movie feels like something that Brian Scott and I would create. And the director, Anthony, was super chill, and they're talking about doing a feature. And I'm telling you guys that if they begin the process on doing a feature, I know that they're going to listen to this episode. I'm stating it right now that Horror Movie Night is happy to help out in any way, shape that we can, because we'll have them on the show for a regular episode. We'll help promote the Kickstarter if they go that route. If they're needing some extra people to help on set, I would even be willing to fly out to where they live to help out for a couple days. That's how much I believe in this particular short and the future that it has as a feature. So this is probably the shortest interview that I'm going to drop, fittingly. So really give it a listen, and then check out their stuff at Shock Treatment Productions, and keep your eyes open for whenever this short is playing at a festival near you or becomes readily available on the internet, because I'm promising you that this is, if Horror Movie Night made a short film, it would be this movie. So go out and support it.
Hey guys, so we don't normally talk about short films on the show, obviously, but right before You Might Be the Killer, there was a short film that played called The Bloody Ballad of Squirt Reynolds, and it was so enjoyable and perfect for what we do on this channel that I had to sit down with the director, Anthony Cousins. So Anthony, tell me, it's obviously a love letter to the 80s slasher films, but where did the whole concept of this Squirt Reynolds thing come from?
That's a long and complicated road. The short originated from, I really just wanted to do what I dubbed the duck call kill in the short, which is funny enough, like probably not even close to my favorite thing in the short now. But that was the whole thing, was like, I just had the idea for that kill and I really wanted to do it, which is he rips out a girl's like larynx or whatever and basically uses it to vocalize her voice to lure another girl to him. And so that was the start of it. It was like, okay, I really want to do that kill. How do we build a short around that? Well, we need a killer. Okay, who's our killer going to be? And the one thing that I wanted to play with was like, how the fuck did Jason become such a beast when he was like this wimpy little shit, you know? Like, you know, and I can't believe maybe someone's done it, but I looked into it because I was like, well, someone had to have done this thing before where the guy is just pumping iron in the woods to get bulk, and I couldn't find anything, so I was like, well, let's do that. You know, how did this wimp that got picked on at camp turn into such a monster? So yeah, he took refuge in the abandoned camp fitness center.
Well, and there's you know, there's definitely a lot of 80s slasher stuff. Like I said, I felt like the transformation from little kid into muscle man was very similar to like the original Toxic Avenger, even with the groans and like the flexing. Was that intentional, or am I just putting that in my own brain?
That it was intentional to be like Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
It was not at first. And then I think in the edit, my editor added like a groan that sounded exactly like Toxic Avenger. And when he showed it to me, he was like, I know, I'm sorry. We'll, you know, we'll have someone else do it and it'll be better. I'm like, no, that's it. Like, yeah, that's so awesome. I was like, that's Toxic Avenger. That's what this should be.
All right, cool. So I didn't just invent that in my brain. So where did the idea of it being a, you know, obviously you have a lot of the Jason origin story there. Where did the idea of using the broken Burt Reynolds mask come from? Is that a Halloween, like, tip of the hat to the William Shatner mask, or is this just you had a Burt Reynolds mask laying around?
It absolutely is a tip of the hat to the William Shatner. You got it. We came up with the name Squirt first, and not Squirt Reynolds, but just Squirt. And I was kind of like, yeah, that's kind of funny. That might work. we'll see. Maybe we'll come up with something better. And then because of the Shatner thing, I thought, well, who's someone that was like super iconic in the 80s? Like, who's the most iconic 80s face? And Burt Reynolds came to mind. And then Ryan, my effects guy, said, oh, we should call him Squirt Reynolds. And I was like, okay, now, yeah. It all came together. But a big thing I wanted to do with the mask was I wanted the mouth to be shown.
Yeah.
That's something that you rarely see. You know, Freddy doesn't have a mask at all, but he gets to emote because of that. And the masked killers don't get to emote. And that's, I love that. That's part of them, is they're mysterious and creepy. But I kind of wanted to find something in the middle.
So the question, and I've heard a few people say this when I've mentioned this short that watched it, you could do this as a feature. You realize that. Is there plans of Squirt Reynolds maybe becoming a feature, or would that be, just from a legality standpoint, a little difficult?
I don't know how legality works into it, but 100%, yeah, we want to do a feature. So if you have, like, you know, 100K lying around, contact me. But so that is the only thing standing in our way right now.
Because right away...
Instagram. There's, you know, Indiegogos and Kickstarters. I think you throw that short up, you'll get some cash pretty quick.
If we have to resort to that, we will. I've done Kickstarter campaigns before. They're amazing, but boy, do they take a lot out of you. But yes, we want to do a feature. We've got a rock solid idea in mind. We've got most of the kills figured out. It would be a fucking blast. Yeah.
All right, so where can people see the short, or is it kind of festival exclusive right now, or is there like a Venmo? I'm all over the place. It's been a long week. Is there a place like a YouTube or something like that where they'd be able to find the short?
Sure. We're kind of exclusive to festivals right now. This is maybe our sixth or seventh plays at Fantastic Fest, and we've got a bunch coming through October. That's the big season. Whenever the festival run is over, we'll find a home for it, and if I can't find a home for it quickly, then I'll just throw it online because I want people to see it. But if you go to our Vimeo, Shock Treatment Productions, you can at least check out the trailer and get a taste for it.
And the kills in this, I mean, you talked about the duck call, but I think I speak for the entire audience reaction when I say the final kill is, I mean, that's a send them home happy laugh. I think I don't want to spoil that one because that one's too good, but the final kill in this short, you got to make some time to watch it. Where can people follow your other creative endeavors while we wait patiently for the feature length?
Check out that Vimeo. That has the last project that we had here at Fantastic Fest, When Susurrus Stirs, which is a very different body horror. And there's a couple other things on there. But yeah, if you find the Bloody Ballad of Squirt Reynolds Facebook page, you can find me through that and follow me and whatever. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up. So, yeah.
Awesome. Very cool, dude. Thank you for sitting down with me.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.